We're up to Perek Chavches. We are up to Elokim Hevi Hevin Darko V'Hu Yoda Es Makan Pasuk Chav Gimel. Let's start from Pasuk Chav Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the way of Torah. We're referring over here to the Chokhm of Torah. Hakim Hevin Darko V'Hu Yoda Es Makan. He knows its makom. He knows its place. All the Mefarshim interpret this pasuk on a deeper level to refer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where Klal Yisrael can survive. Okay, I'll just give you a Gemara Masechet Pesachim, but really you can apply this in every generation differently. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim says, what does this pasuk mean? Lekim Hevin Darko, Hashem understands its way. V'hu Yoda Es Mekoyma, Yoideya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, She'enam Yecholim Lekabel Shemado Shel Roimin. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Chav Gimel. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin says, Hashem was aware that this is taking place during the time during the Bayesheni. Okay, the Romans, the Bayesheni was destroyed. The Bayesheni was destroyed by the Romans. Where were they exiled to? Originally to Rome. That's where many people found that they found themselves right after the Churban Bayesheni. They found, in fact, there's still today Jewish communities in Rome. There, and those Jewish communities started at the time of the Churban Bayesheni. But many people in Rome, it says here, and I'm not exactly sure of the historical nature, details of this event, but the Chazal say, Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael She'enim Yochelim Lekabel Shemodo Shel Roimin. They were unable to live and deal with the Shmad, the Gzeros of the Romans, and therefore, Lefi Chokhegle Oysam LeBavel, they were exiled to Bavel. We know that during the Kuv of the Bayesheni, in addition to the Kuv of the Bayis Rishon, they went to Bavel. Why in Bavel? It was Hashkocha Pratis, because Hashem saw in the future they would not be able to survive the Shmat in Rome. So this is a very powerful limud. This is a ma'aseh similar bond. Every generation, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Klal Yisrael and Golus to where they need to be, where He knows the Malchus, the Medina, will be hospitable to the Jewish people in order that Klal Yisrael can survive. Yeah?
Does it necessarily have to mean Rome as in the Roman Empire, or could it mean that they couldn't withstand the Christianity's attempt to convert?
Possibly, that's what the Gemara refers to. That's what the Gemara means. It means the Gemara is hinting to the religious persecution. But it's a very interesting idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkocha Prashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Klal Yisrael where they need to be so that they can survive the difficulties of Golus.
Right, so where Christianity may not have spread as much,
there we were able to survive. Had Klal Yisrael been centered in Rome, it could be that we would not have been able, Rachman Hashem, be able to survive that Kufa. Now, before we go further, I just want to point out something very interesting. Pasuk of Beis, Rav Schwab has a very unique interpretation of Pasuk of Beis. Avadoin v'moves amru bi'ozneinu shamanu shema. Now, we learned Pasuk of Beis yesterday. We learned that there are two interpretations for this Pasuk. Either it means, as Mitzvah says, our predecessors. Here in these Pesukim, we are describing the Torah, that to understand Torah, Chochmah is infinite. It's not possible for a person to find its source, to fathom its depths. And the Mitzvah explains simply, Avadon v'moves means the people who have since passed, our ancestors who are Ovat, who are lost from the world, v'moves, who have died, they have told us, b'ozneinu, Amru, they have said, b'ozneinu shamanu shema, we have heard that Torah is infinite. They have relayed to us a report they've passed down to us a tradition that it is impossible for a person to find the place, the true place of Chachma. So there are two key points in this interpretation according to the Mitzudos. Number one, Avadon v'Mavish refers to our predecessors, our ancestors. Number two, Shamanu Shima means they told us, they reported a tradition that they heard, something which goes back even before them. It was our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers have told us what they heard from their great-grandfathers. What did they hear? Well, the Pasuk doesn't say. The Mitzudos in Pasuk Chav Beis, he adds a lot of perish. To go back to the words of the Pasuk Chav Beis, HaKadmoinim, the Kadmoinim, our predecessors, who were Anshe Avodon V'mavis, Rotzulay Mar, HaMeisim Shekra Meisu, the dead, the previous generations, Hey Mamru, they have told us, Be'ozdenu Shamanu, they heard from their great-great-grandfather. What did they hear? Shamanu Godel Shima Upirsum Shvacha. They heard the greatness. They heard about the awesomeness of the awesome praise that is bestowed upon Chochma. And they also heard the Ein, this is all added into the Pasuk, it's not at all present. The Ein Lahasig Nisivos Besa Liyoiker Mitziusa. It's impossible to achieve the path to its location. No human being is able to come to the source of wisdom due to its extreme, its unique nature. Okay, so that's how the mitzvah that Rashi we learned means something entirely different. Avon v'mavis means, it means people that are moiser nefesh for Torah, people that live a difficult life, they devote themselves to the study of Torah, and they take away sleep from their eyes, they have a difficult life, they have told us. Shamanu Shema, if we go back to Rashi, Pasuk Chav Beis, Shamanu Ha'am'abdim U'mimisin Atzam Aleha, the people who lose sleep over Torah, they give up the good life, and they bring upon themselves death. Meaning the moiser nefesh amru b'yoznenu shamanu shema shemiyageya ba miskayem espo. Also, Rashi adds into the pasuk something which does not say. We have heard a report. What is the report? The only way a person can acquire Torah is through toil. Doesn't say that in the pasuk either. Okay, they just told us something. What did they tell us? What's the message? It's absent. It has to be understood from the context. So Mitzudos, his interpretation, and the Rashi, his interpretation. Rav Schwab has something very interesting. It doesn't say where he gets this from. Avadon v'mavis means the dead. Avadon v'mavis, the people who are actually dead. People that are not from this world. People who are in the Olam HaEmes, they have told us, I guess they have some way of communicating with the living, I'm not exactly sure how, through dreams or through some type of revelation, prophecy. The Ozneinu, our ear, Shamanu Shima, we have tasted a taste of wisdom. Meaning, when a person dies, he first has the ability in the next world to gain some insight into wisdom. This world, forget it. It's hopeless. There's nothing you can possibly, you can't even have a chance at attaining wisdom. But in the next world, when the neshama leaves the body, and the neshama is in a state called of avadon v'mavis, different states of death, Amru, those neshamas have told us, now, bi'ozneinu, in our ear, shamanu shima, we hear a taste, we get a flavor of the greatness of wisdom. In the olam ha'neshamas, there is more chachma than there is in olam hazeh.
Well, they have a different perspective, they have a fuller perspective.
Okay, obviously, but it's a very spooky interpretation, that's what he says. I was taken aback when I read that, and
what do you mean when it says no chachma in this world?
There is chachma, but relative to true chachma, to the infinite nature of chachma, we'll come to realize that the chachma we have in this world is nothing. There may be people that have PhDs and postdoctorates and Nobel Prize winners, but all that chachma is ayin ve'efes keneged, the infinite chachma that really exists.
On the other hand,
yeah.
Maybe those who have gone before us have left us a legacy of Chochmah in their writing and in their teaching in that sense.
But how would you read that into the Pasuk? Avadan, most people who have left us, Amru, they have said, when have they said?
Their teachings have come down to us, whether orally or
in writing. Okay,
they were immortalized.
If you can fit that into the Pasuk, okay.
So, we don't know everything they knew, but we know some of the
things. We hear some of the things. Bioznenu Shamanu, who's speaking? Amru. They are seemingly the one that said this, Amru, are the Avadan Vamavas.
Which you're talking about.
Avadan v'moves, the people who have died, Amru, they have told us, because Neinu, our ears, meaning the ear, whose ears? The ears of the people who have died?
No.
Doesn't seem to say that.
From the ears of the living.
No, but Amru seems to be saying, because Neinu seems to be a continuation of the Avadan v'moves.
Right.
Okay, let's go past this. So Pasuk, now let's go back to Rabtu Pasuk of Dalit, Ki Hu, Kihu l'ktsosaret yabit. We're continuing to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his chokhmah, Kihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'ktsosaret yabit, he gazes to the ends of the earth. Tachas kol hashamayim yireh, he sees everything underneath the heavens. So we have here the concept of the earth and the heaven, the shamayim, the aretz. So what does this mean? Pasuk Avdal b'mitzudos. Kihu ki amokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yabit, he gazes l'ktsosaret to the ends of the earth. V'roya kol ma'asher tachas hashamayim, he takes note of everything that exists underneath the heavens. L'hashpia al kulam, to bestow upon all of them the emtsois ma'areches hashamayim. Here Eev is following according to Metzudos, is adding some words into the pasuk based upon Eev's thesis that there is no such thing as Hashgacha Pratis. Kadosh Baruch Hu, through his wisdom, has wound up the world. He has set up a world, and he had, when he created the world, he looked to the ends of the earth and he took note of what is needed, and he bestowed, he granted what was needed to the world, to the mazalos, to provide for the continued existence of the earth. That's how he learns. Hashem is gazed to the ends of the earth, and he sees what's, and he sees everything underneath the heavens, and we have to add into the pasuk, he has provided what is necessary to the mazalos. Pasuk, Rashi, pasuk,
as a
medium, right? That this is the interpretation of Eev's mistaken understanding. We don't have that hashkacha. We believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly involved. It's not mazel. Kadosh Baruch Hu did create a mazel, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is hands on, is involved in what is taking place. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk of Dalit ki hu l'ktsosaret yabit, yabit ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he looks to the ends of the earth. Heach yibonim. Rashi is continuing the idea he mentioned in the previous pasuk. We're describing creation. Here we are describing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into creation. Heach yibneim yibonim. How the world should be built. The yivnam v'yiborim. How they shall be constructed and be created. The tachas kol hashamayim. Tzorchei b'riyason rabah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he saw the needs, he saw what would be necessary for the continued existence of this earth, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph Chaf Hey continues what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. La'asos, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Yabit and Yireh, two words which mean to gaze, to fathom the depths of what is necessary to sustain the world. La'asos, he implemented what he planned, what it was necessary. L'ruach Mishkol. Now, here means a ruach means a will or a wind. We'll see a mishkal of weight, umayim and water. Mishkal means an exact measure. Mishkal means the exact measure of ruach. Well, now, this is not to be taken literally. It means every single item in the world needs something different. There is a different measurement of resources, whether it's water, whether it's sunlight, whether it's minerals, whether it's whatever it is. Every single thing that Hashem created in this world has a different mishkal, has a different needs. So we'll loosely translate the word mishkal not as weight, but as needs. Umayim tikin b'mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established water. Certain pieces of land require a lot of irrigation, and some pieces of land do not require that much water. So each piece of land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established,
it's allotted.
Lotted tikkun, he measured, we need to measure exactly how much water is necessary. It's all part of the infinite chokhmah, and this is a continuation of the chokhmah kadosh baruch hu. His chokhmah established what the world needs. Pasuk chafei the mitzudos david, lasos leruach mishkol, lishloach, to send, es haruach. Ruach here means wind, but here again it means deeper, it means something that needs, b'mishkol, in measure, l'chol makom, to each location, kifi hatzerch, depending upon what it needs. Tikein habimida, he established a measure, l'oseis b'chol makom, to give in each location, l'fi rov heharim, via the dryness of the earth. The dryness of the earth, depending on
the climate appropriate
for every location. It's all part of the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chafein Rashi, lasos ba, to do in the earth, mishko l'ruach, a weight for wind, l'chol eretz, l'fi koicha, each land according to its strength, v'chein hamayim, each location gets a water, l'fi hamida, according to measure, l'fi ma shechoisa, eretz tzricha l'hashkoisa, according to the needs of that piece of earth. For example, yesh eretz niguva, there are dry lands, u'tzricha harbe gesham, require an abundance of rain. The yesh eretz, there are pieces of land, she'ena tzricha kolchach, do not require that much precipitation, so they get less. Now Rav Schwab, he says, I don't know anything about this, Rav Schwab says that in science there's something called, there's a science where they measure they weigh air. Are you familiar with this? It's some type of science where there are different types of air density. There are some parts of the world where the air has a thicker density, and there are parts of the world which have a thinner density.
Higher elevations.
And scientists measure, they quantify the density of the air in weight. And in this science lies very deep things, very deep concepts of physics. Present in this science of knowing the exact weight of the air in different parts of the world. And if you merge different weights of air, if you take different weights of air and you combine them together, you can bring out energy. The ability to change air density or to compress air density, change weight and combine things together is a very big chokhmah which has enormous ramifications in the study of and the existence of this world. And he says, if you look in this pasuk, this concept, which is a new concept, it's a new science, is already rooted here in this pasuk, leruach mishkal. Even though we've loosely translated ruach mishkal means the needs, right? Ruach mimalala, a person is a spirit, a speaking spirit. Ruach, in the simple interpretation, it's just a metaphor. It means a person has needs, and the needs are a weight. Are different for each person, each individual, each creature, each object, but also alludes to the science, the chokhmah of science, that ruach is mishkal, wind, air, the atmosphere is weighted, and the weight of air in this location is not the same as the weight of air in another location, and that has very big makes a very big difference in the study of science.
As I said before, mishkal doesn't necessarily mean.
Right. Measure, there
are different measures.
Right, in the various interpretation of the pasuk, that doesn't really mean measure. It means needs. It means ruach, and ruach also means to some degree needs. And the combination of the two words together, ruach and mishkal, means every single item that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created has a different needs and requirements. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided what every single object of the Bria needs in order to survive. Continuing to describe Hashem's chokhmah in creating the world, Hashem made for matar chok, a set amount, a law. No, it's not to flood the world. That when it rains, it only should rain that much. Or it should rain because too much rain is harmful. Too little rain is harmful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the world a system where it rains just the right amount.
So yep. Then becomes a limitation.
A measurement. Chok is also like the word. It's another word for mishkal and midah. It's poetic. Everything here is poetic. We have the word mishkal. We have the word midah. Now we have a third word of chok. It's also a measurement. The derech Lachaziz kolos. The word chaziz can mean one of two things. The mitzudos stone means a cloud. Look at the mitzudos tzion. Lachaziz kein yikore he'onan. V'chein Hashem oiseh chazizim means a cloud. The Ralbag, I didn't see it first in the Rav Shrapus Ralbag, it means, and we'll see from the Rashi, it means thunder. Okay, it means lightning. And lightning produces thunder. The two go together. But derech lechazis and a path for lightning, because lightning produces sound. The sound of light travels faster than the sound of sound. So first we see the lightning, then we hear the thunder. And there's a tradition that if two bolts of lightning would come out in the same location, the world would be destroyed. Because this is a tradition of what this means. Maybe scientists can tell us what this means. And that's what it means. B'derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure there are different lanes. Each chaziz, each lightning bolt, each lightning, well, lightning can strike twice, but it can't strike twice. It can't strike two. Two bolts can't come from the same place. Because if two places will come from the same place, then the world will be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very gracious, very kind. He gave each one its own highway, its own derech. If they would both be traveling on the same derech, there would be a conflict. And that conflict can bring destruction to the world. It was through Hashem's chokhmah He prevented such a thing from happening. Let's take a look at the Mitzvot Pasuk Chavav. Ba'asoso, be'eis habriya, at the time of creation, kish'asa l'motar chok kavua, Hashem established for rain a set time. Mosa yered, when it will descend, the echir, how it will descend, al pi ho'adam upon the earth, al pnei ho'adam. Sha'asa, now whatever that means exactly is subject to interpretation. But there is some preset order in how, the rules of how it rains, when it rains, why it rains, are all been predetermined in the Ma'ase Bria. We have no idea. Today, with all our technology, we can still never predict if it will rain, when it will rain. Things can change on a whim. We all know good and well that economists and meteorologists are the two professions which I don't know what to say.
It's an art.
But at least an art has a art also has a say there, right? Art also has a something to it, but this is totally unpredictable. The weather and the economy. No matter who you are, what you are, you'll never get it right. But here the pasuk seems to say Kadosh Baruch Hu did establish some chok, some set of laws. Okay, maybe it's not 100%.
That may be Eov's interpretation, because
he believes mazel. Everything in mazel.
The Gemara says that mother really.
Yesterday's daf. Mother all depends on controls mother, right? This today's daf. But even if it's clouds form in the sky, Hashem is metahir the sky. The clouds disappear because there's no guarantee. People's conduct, people's midos have a direct effect. So you're saying very good. You're saying that over this is a mistaken move of Eov. Everything depends upon mazel. So there's a chok. When we know that mother, there really is no chok. All right,
so
but.
Depends if you give
him a mitzvah,
like you say in
Krishna. But seemingly this is not really, it's not a theory, because Eev here is describing the chokhmah of the Bria. Chok seemingly means a set of laws. When it will rain, when it will not rain, okay, nechanami, that's not predictable. But the system of how it rains, the process, the water cycle, the aid yalam in aretz, clouds form, water comes down, l'chor, that's what he means over here. There's a certain set of laws that guide the general distribution and process of rain. V'derech lechazizko. Now, what does v'derech lechazizko call us?
The fixed
order
of science, basically.
Yeah. Torah umada. I have a different. What do you have there?
Le'inyan? Yes.
Okay, I think it's a mistake. If I'm bold enough to say la'anan, I think it means la'anan, a cloud without the yud, because he says in the Mitzudos Sion, he says chaziz is anan as a cloud, and I don't think it means derech la'anan, a path. For the clouds take a certain the weather pattern, right? You watch how the clouds and all those videos, how the clouds, there's a certain weather pattern, how the clouds flow in the sky. the koilos horeimim, and the sounds of thunder. Reim is thunder. Be'eze derech yahalechu, which derech the sound will travel. What that means exactly, this, I'm not exactly sure. The sound has a derech, it travels. V'chol ha'om roi mesakoilos, kol gadol v'loi
Yosof
does not come to an end. There are sound waves. Sound waves travel. There's a distinct direction, and we all know that. That's a big chokmah today in acoustics. You build a shul, you have, there's a koyach of which direction the sound travels in order to enhance the koyach of sound.
And an expert, we need one for this room.
In Babov, when they built the Babov in Bar Park, that big Babov, this probably goes back 25 years ago, they wanted to build a dome. Because the Metzius says a dome...
That also is
a dome is very very good. The acoustics in the dome, you could hear a pin drop. And being that it's massive, you can hold there 5,000 people, that went down on the Yom Narayim, it would be a very good thing. You could hear the Shlech Tzibur when he davens. But the Baba Rebbe didn't want. He felt it was too ostentatious to build such a structure in Golis with a massive dome. So he... That's why I think you go there. You can't hear anything. It's
again, he puts a
chandelier in the sukkah.
I think above the Rebbe has specifically because during the war, or whatever, they said he had a sukkah in a cardboard box. So
he wanted to have a sock in that. Okay, in Bell's narrative show, they don't have a dome. I was there. They have a very nice ceiling. I don't know what the story is. Okay.
So what to be is ostentatious. The more hidden that you make for sure.
Golos, there's a limit. Golos. Many gedolim felt that even though it's for Beis HaKnesses, and the Gemara says that the houses have to, the Beis HaKnesses should be nice in your house, but we're still in Golos. And still in Golos, shouldn't get too comfortable. Too comfortable Golos, you have to recognize we're only here temporarily.
It's also the ostentatious. As it appears to outside.
Outside, so the goyim. You shouldn't flaunt your wealth.
Go to Young Israel of the West Side. They don't.
Yeah?
That's a landmark building. If you go inside in the main shul,
yeah.
No pillars.
Just a dome, wow, that's
it's
amazing.
Room, and it can house a couple thousand people.
Psst, wow.
You drop that fell off 57, it's acoustics.
And Bethel, where?
In Borough Park,
I was never there.
Isn't that a Kusum
Bobit? Okay, let's go further. The Derech LaChaziz Koilos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Derech for the Chaziz, for the clouds. And Koilos, you have to put a Kama for the clouds. Kama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also creates a pathway, a Derech, for sound waves. The sound waves specifically referring to the thunder, the lightning and thunder, which result, I guess, when the clouds collide. Right? Isn't that the way it works? When clouds collide, it produces thunder and lightning. There's something to that. So when there's a collision, that's why the word koilos is associated with the word chazis. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi chok, gezerah kitzuva lufi kol arotzos. A set gezerah that depends for every single land. Umayon upolag, fountains, and... I'm not sure what it means, upolag. You have the word polag with the pay there, or you have a shelag?
Peleg.
So what's peleg mean? Peleg means to divide. Mine is a fountain. I thought maybe it was a mistake. It was shelag. Shelag. What?
Mine is a spring.
Mine is a spring. So we're talking about watering.
It makes sense to divide.
Umayun. Upolag.
Where it's parents. It divides in...
Upolag, he divided it up.
Oh, the fountain divides, splits. V'idohor yotzeim edin, v'sham yiporeg, v'arbor roshim, upolag, l'hashkos, kol eretz v'yeretz, v'asoyse derech l'chol. So therefore, he's telling over the Kodesh Baruch has established in the Maaseh Bereishis a gezerah kivutzuva, a set gezerah, how all of the lands of the earth will be watered. Hashem put into motion a plan I'm going to water the entire earth, and it's going to be done by establishing in certain parts of the world fountains, and those fountains will split, will channel off, branch off to water. Upolag lahashka is called Eretz Yeretz. Uvasoisa, how else does HaKadosh Baruch Hu water the earth? Uvasoisa derech l'chol hachazizim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a derech for the chazizim. Now here I'm going to learn the chazizim to mean the thunder. Or lightning for the light, lightning. Not like the mitzvahs, which turns it means clouds for lightning. Shelo yetsu. This is a gemara. Shnei koilos derech nekavecha. The two sounds should not come out of one location. Pen. What? Well, thunder and lightning. Thunder is the sound of lightning. Thunder, the light, the clouds collide. It produces. There's a violent reaction. It produces. Light, the thunder, and the thunder produced the sound which travels at a slower speed. We hear it later on. Penyachriv es ha'olam, he may destroy the world. So we have such a tradition, just a tradition. I don't know what scientists have to say about this, but if two sounds, there's a source to sound, and if the two sounds would come from the same location where they would travel, the sound waves of two sounds would intertwine, would go through the same path, at the same time, it would release energy, like we're familiar with, you release a hydrogen, I'm splitting an atom. Split an atom. Or you combine two atoms together. You do something like this, we know that you can release an enormous amount of energy that can destroy the world. So there's also something to be said about sound waves. Just like matter, you split an atom, or you combine two atoms, something along those lines, you release energy. Likewise, in sound waves, if there's going to be some conflict where two sound waves travel the same path, there's a tradition in Chazal, because enough power could be released and would destroy the entire world.
You're creating sonic booms.
What?
You're creating sonic booms.
That's what it means, a sonic...
No,
what's a sonic boom? That's when you travel very fast, right? And it produces sound. But that doesn't mean that the sound waves are in conflict with one another. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
An opera singer shatters a glass of voice.
What?
An opera singer, when the pitch of the voice goes high, can break a glass.
Can break glass. Yeah, I know in a shul, a blue shofar once, and broke the window. First, he blew shofar. Yeah, it's true. He blew shofar. And Ellie blew shofar, and the window shattered from the sound of the shofar.
Hasn't it? Hasn't it? In North London. I think his name was Rosenberg. In London, Ray Cassidy was in the 50s, 60s. A very powerful voice, and he shattered one of the windows.
So there's something to. Yeah.
To ask you was that you mentioned before that the when the two thunder claps come together, that creates the lightning.
Thunder light.
It always comes before the thunder. So.
No, it's happening that you light. Light travels faster than sound. So what you're hearing is delayed from what you're seeing. It's not like on television, where you hear at the same time you see sound. Sound takes it's a longer time to hear sound than okay. Let's take a look at that pasuk Chof Zayin.
Jastro called Chaziz clouds, like cumulus, which brings rain.
Clouds. Okay, so he's
uneven surfaces. Because other terms of Chaziz are like also have like jagged edges or something.
Okay,
like
but Rashi clearly learns not like that. Rashi learns referring to lightning, and the Ralbag. I didn't see it firsthand, but the Rav Schwab quotes the Ralbag that says Chaziz means lightning. Barak means lightning. Okay, so different interpretations. Pasuk Chof Zayin Oz Rava Yisaper. Now here we're getting referring back to Ma'aseh Bereishis. At the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom, every single thing was perfect. Every single thing was given what it needs. At that point in time, Ra'ah Hashem saw Vayisapera. Vayisapera here means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put the Torah into book form. That's how Mitzudah says. Sipur. Sipur means to tell a story, to relate a story. Sefer. What is Sefer? Sefer is something that you relate. So Hashem put it into book form. Hechina, Hashem prepared it. The Gam Chakora, and also investigated it. Let's look.
Like historical, when you put something in book form.
You look like Rav Meir.
See what sofa water can do on
the You're sitting in a seat. Yeah? Say it again, I'm sorry. Say it again.
When they say put it in book form, does that imply historical?
It could be a novel.
When you put it into a book. In other words, bring us Olam.
The Torah, no, I think what it means is that the Chochmah of the world was put into the Torah. In the words of the Torah are hidden the Chochmah of Teva, of nature.
Hafach
Baba Hafach. Let's see the Metzudas inside. For more detailed explanations, the Metzudas adds many words into this Pasuk that it does not say. Pasuk of Zayin. Oz, Be'es Asoso Kol Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these things. Oz Ro'es HaChochmah. Hashem gazed at Chochmah. V'ishtamish Ba. And made use of it. V'soma Osa B'sefer. Okay, Hashem saw Chochmah. He made use of it. I guess it means by creating the world. The world was created with the Chochmah. And he did us a benefit that he put the Chochmah in book form. And what's the book? The book is Chamishei Chumshei Torah. In Chamishei Chumshei Torah, hidden the secrets of the world. We have no idea how to decipher.
It also be just my separation.
Okay, let's see the Metzudas first. Okay, V'yishtamishba V'soma Osa Basefer. He put this Chochmah that he used to create the world into a book. L'man Tiskayim Lo'ad. Now, that's what it means, Basapra, a very unusual translation for Vayikra, because it means to relate. Here it means he related it to us by putting it in book form. V'yichina b'seder, he arranged it, b'seder hayoser nochon. This is a new concept. He arranged it, he created for this world order. The world operates with a certain seder. The moon waxes and wanes. The sun rises and sets. The time, the year, the laws, yeah. He put in motion. It's not just that Kadosh Baruch Hu created an inanimate object. He put it in motion. There used to be, storage, this space. So this, all the disks in the olden days, it had to rotate. Everything was stored on a metal, metallic surface, and in order to extract it, you have to spin. You have to have a reader, and has to move. Then they invented about 10 years ago, flash drives. What is the incredible invention of a flash drive? No moving parts. No, that is the most amazing, because the Metzius is anything that moves will break. This is a Metzius. Cars will never last forever, no matter how good they are, because they are moving parts. Anything that has a moving part...
That's
another thing. They bedafka to enhance, to in order to stimulate the economy, they make vehicles that only last for 7 years. That's another thing. The army, the military, they're still using things from 60 years ago. They use it because they make it, not because they need it was maintenance, because they make it in a way that can last, because they don't have to deal with the economy. Still the economy. But this is an incredible invention to have a device that has no moving parts. It's noirav oyim, because that means it will last forever. Nothing is forever, but it lasts a very long time. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would have created a world that does not have moving parts. The world operates like a flash drive. You can retrieve information, store information, you can do things without any moving parts. That would be a whole different world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a world like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a world with Chochmah in motion. There are moving parts in this world, which what's the significance? I don't know, but it speaks volumes of that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world, and that's what he brings down over here. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw Chochmah and he created a world. We get a Mazel Tov?
The twins.
Mazel Tov.
I'll sit somewhere else.
moving up in the world.
No, I'm moving down.
Well, are we supposed to get from the Bible?
According to the Metzudas, tells us something amazing. The world has moving parts. It is. Everything in this world, the earth spins, the moon moves, the earth moves around the sun. Does the sun move? I don't know. Does the sun rotate? Is there such a thing? Do we even know?
It rotates, but it moves.
The sun moves?
Milky Way.
But is it moving on its own axis? No. Do we know that for sure?
Oh, sure, it's twirly.
The sun?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if we really know. Is the sun moving? We don't. I don't think we can really possibly know, right? It's not what?
The sun rotates.
So he even said the sun itself rotates. So it's an amazing thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world not like the old disk drives, moving parts. It's not, the world is not a flash drive. There are moving parts in this world, which obviously means
also
some.
Created the laws of physics that were able to design a flash drive.
Okay. Is there?
On a subatomic level.
The information, but not anything physical.
Physically, atoms are moving. There's going through silicon.
All right, I hear what you're saying. All right, okay.
Means that there's a.
Okay, so even there on a microscopic level, there's also movement. Everything has to have in this world movement. Movement is relative.
It doesn't move. It freezes. It's gone.
Everything has to move. Part of physics is the concept of moving, and that is what he says here in these words of the pasuk. Vayisapra, Hashem put the world in, put the chokhmah into book form. Hechina, he put it into motion. Hechina here means motion. Hechina beseder hayoser nochon. Okay, he prepared it in order. Seder means an order, which means seemingly motion. Vegam chokru ladas kol mitzvaynech. Hashem also investigated all of its secrets. V'u'in melitza, this entire thing is a melitza, is an expression. V'chayz l'mal lo'imar l'zehevin l'kindarka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands its ways, going back to the pasuk we started with today, pasuk of Gimel. Ha'only Hashem is hevin darka v'hu yoda es mekoymo. Hashem knows its derech and its mokom. So seemingly we have over here more insight into this concept. There's a derech and a mokom. A mokom is when it's in when it's stationary, and a derech is in motion. We use in Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are two ways to describe Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Yoyeshev al Kisya Kavod, and Hashem is also described in Maisa Merkava. Hashem is in the Merkava. What's the difference? Is Hashem al Kisei or is Hashem al Merkava? So it means there are times that Kadosh Baruch Hu is on his Mokoim, he's stationary, that's the Kisya Kavod, and then there's a Derech, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in motion. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in motion, he's doing things, he's traveling, whatever that means, mystical things, he's described as being on his Merkava. So everything in this world appears to have a Mokoim, when it's stationary, and a Derech, when it's in motion, back in Pasuk Chof Dalit, and here we're saying the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayisapra, he saw Chochmah, he created the world, Hechina, and then he put it on its derech, in its seder, in its motion. The Gam Chakora, some other mystical concept where he investigated the greatest secrets of Das Eschefsav Uim Elitzel of Chesed Lamad Lamad Hevin Eikim Zarka Ki Yishtav Meshbam Yos. Okay, very good. Now this Bible before we see Rashi Pasuk Chof Zayin Chayik, we did already with Chof Zayin Chof on the second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazed at Chochmah, at wisdom, which means the Torah, and Uva Atzasa, and through its counsel, whatever that means exactly, through having a debate, Yaaseh HaKol, he did everything. Okay, Vayisapra, Vayisapra, but it says here, Uva Atzasa, through its counsel, it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consulting, he's asking the Torah, should I create the world, should I not create the world? We do know we have a Medrash that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did consult with the Malachim before Ma'aseh Bereishis. And MS, what happened? MS said, don't create. It said, because they're all a bunch of shakranim. Sheker, Tzedek said, create. And I don't remember the entire Medrash. Hashem had a consult. The difficulty with that Medrash is the Malachim were not created until day two. So who was HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly speaking to? The Midos, Al Ha'asid. Here he Rashi uses this very interesting word of Atzasa. The word Atzasa normally has a connotation that there was a give and take. There was a dialogue. Should I create the world? How should I create the world? We do know Nasa Adam. What?
Oh, definitely, because that's the. But the concepts, the principles of the Torah are how the world was created.
Okay, there's also another Medrash that says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each individual object, item, Hashem asked the form, the future of that, how would you like to look? What would you like to be? How would you like to operate? Bitsivyoinam. Everything was created. The term is Bitsivyoinam. Every single thing was created in its desire. There's such a medrash. Everything was asked in advance. How would you like to be created? With what features? And Hashem granted each object its request. Now the next word, Vayisaper in Rashi, is a very mystical thing. This goes back to what Rashi said yesterday, Sefer Yetzira. Vayisaper, Sefer Osiosecha, the I'm not sure what this means. Sefer? Sefer?
No, Sefer is Kfulix.
But that's the next words. Kfulos pshutos. Rishonos liam tzois liachronos. But I don't know the first two words. Sefer osiosecha. The counting? The counting of its... I think it means that the counting of its letters. Everything in this world was created through a combination of letters.
No, I think it means the count. How many letters are there in the alphabet?
The counting...
It has to come...
Okay. So the counting of the letters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through different combinations of numbers. The counting... This is all Kabbalah. Sefer Yetzir. You combine this letter and that letter. Shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Osiosecha. The counting of its letters. Which include... Kifulos. Double letters. Upshutos. Kifulos means... And then really means the end letters. And a letter comes at the end.
End of man.
We call it a double letter. Upshutos, the beginning of the word. Rishonos, letters that appear in the beginning. Vyam tsois, middle letters. Vacharonios, end letters. He, for example, he gives one example. He, MS, the first letter, the middle, and the last letter, which is the word MS, which you mentioned yesterday, which is Chosama Shilach Kadosh Baruch Hu.
It's also the first, middle, and last. First,
of Alpha, right? That's what he means over here, right? V'chein b'shar sedarim, other orders of letters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took letters and he put them in different orders. Bara called Dabar V'davar, b'osio salalu, v'yakol mufurish, b'soid sefer yitzir. That's what we'll do one day. One day we'll learn sefer yitzir. We'll create some golems. It's already been done. Like they say, the Maral created, there's some Rashi Yeshiva that are greater than the Maral. Maral only created one Goylem. There's some Rashi Yeshiva that created many Goylems. Okay, Hechina means Zimna Liyitzira, Zimna Shem, designated, appointed it for creation. These are all very mystical things, what it means exactly. Now, there's one simple halacha, which is a Gemara. Well, it's not, I'm not even sure if I take it back. Maybe it's a medicine. Here it goes to medicine. I think it's a gemara also that has a halacha that you're not allowed to lane from the Torah, a bal koreh, unless you prepare at least, you look over the parsha at least three times. Three times. What's that say, four?
That week or ever?
I mean that week, seemingly that week, that the right before you get up. Why? This pasuk says, there are three words. It says, raw, Echina and Chakara. Vayisapra is number one. Number two is Echina, is to prepare, and Chakara, to investigate. From these three words, Chazal, you have to prepare. You got to look it over three. So you want to say some, say four. Let me read you the Tanchum. Okay, I'll read you. Ozra Vayisapra Echina Gam Chan Chakara. V'yachakei Nemar. It says the next pasuk Chavches really leads in to the next pasuk. Vayomer LaAdam. Hashem said to man, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma V'Sumi Rabina. So the Gemara dashes. Vayomer LaAdam Limed Chatayra Shem Tia Ben Tayra. If you are a Ben Tayra, even though you're a Ben Torah and you know how to read the Torah, you know how to teach Torah, you should not have arrogance, do not get up before the tzibor. Until you look over the parsha two or three times. Maisa Rabbi Akiva. Okay, in the ancient times, when they give you an aliyah, you're expected to lay in your aliyah. Yeah. Not like today, where you get a, you just call, you're called up and you make the brachas. When you're called Yamoid, so and so, you have to lay in also on the spot. So they called
you
up.
You have to make the brachas, but you
You have to lay right, only the first bracha, and the last aliyah got the last bracha. And anyone in the middle just was called up to read a section. So they called up Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't want to go up. And we know not going up is a terrible thing, it's a curse. Once a person is called, you must ascend. They called Rabbi Akiva, and he froze. He didn't go. Why are you delaying? I swear to you, I'm not holding back. I did not yet review it. I did not yet get a chance to look over the parsha. Therefore, Rashai loymar divrei Torah lifnei atzibor ad sheyif shait also beis or gimel pa'amim bein el bein atzmo shekein mitzvim hakadosh baruch hu shu noisein ma'ane lashon l'chobrios ve'atorah glui lefonav k'choychav echad hakadosh baruch hu, the Torah is revealed. A Torah is revealed to hakadosh baruch hu like a star. It says our pasuk in Iyov, Oz Roh Hashem. Hashem here is the Balkore. Hashem saw the Torah. Vayisapra, he related it. Hechina, he prepared it. Vegam Chakora. So there are really four expressions: Roh, Vayisapra, Hechina, Vegam Chakora. So here is really four times. The Acharechin, only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviewed, he studied the Torah. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, he doesn't need to review. There ain't shichol of nechisechevodecha. Hashem does not need to review, does not need to study, yet Hashem still went through the process of reviewing it four times, or four different expressions. And then, Vayomer lo'odam, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate the Chachma to man? Vayomer lo'odam. V'cheng siv, another pasuk, Vaydaber lakim eis kol hadvarim bo'eila beino lebein atzo v'achin lemar. Another pasuk from the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, a very novel interpretation of the opening pasuk to Aseres HaDibros. It says, Vayedaber Elokim eis kol hadvarim bo'eila lemar. There's redundancy. What's lemar? It should just say, Vayedaber Elokim eis kol hadvarim bo'eila. Why do we need to say lemar? We have the same question. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe lemar. You can ask this pasuk every single Vayedaber Hashem Moshe lemar. But here we use it in reference to the Aseres HaDibros, where we actually spoke the entire Klal Yisrael. So what's Vayedaber? The Medrash Tanchuma says Hashem spoke to Himself. Not like we translate that Hashem spoke to us. Vayedaber, Hashem spoke to Himself. Vayedaber Elokim Eiskol Advar Mo'ela. Then, after he reviewed what he was going to tell Klal Yisrael, Lamar, he gave it over, he transmitted it to Klal Yisrael. Hashem prepared for Matan Torah while we were sleeping. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's infinite, needs to prepare before he gives over a message to Klal Yisrael. Allah has come to come, how much a person who speaks in front of a tzibur should not have the chutzpah to get up and speak Barabbim unless he first knows what he plans to say.
You said before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with the Malachim.
He consulted before he created the world.
Is that the idea? We have a bestin now. We have a bestin now to consult. One shouldn't decide on his own. He should consult with other people.
That's a halacha of achrei rabim lahatos. That's more of a rule that every single matter, there's always another opinion, right? Isn't that the way the world works? There's always another opinion, and therefore you have to follow the majority. Achrei rab lahatos. You have to have a bezdin of three people, and you follow the majority opinion. Okay, let's conclude the list.
This applies not only to the Torah,
any public. You have to appear in advance. Yeah. Absolutely, that's the limud from the Medrash Tanchuma based upon the HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares in advance. Allah has kama kama. A Rav has to prepare in advance, should not get up and do it without preparation. Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayomer Lo Adam. To the last pasuk of this parak, this summarizes the parak. So the question, so this is a summary of what is Hashem has revealed that Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. You're searching for the Mokoim, for the source of Chachma. There is no source. There is no physical source. There is even no spiritual source. The only means a person has to access Chochma is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem hi Chochma v'sur me'ra bina. Now take note, it's a very interesting pasuk because we have a concept called Yiras Elokim and Yiras Hashem. Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Elokim, Yiras Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. And here we have Yiras Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. Doesn't say here Yud Kei Vav Kei. Even though we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, we pronounce it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but the way it's spelled in the Torah, Ruba Deruba, is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which itself has a different connotation. Here is a new type of Yira. It's Yiras, fear, not of Shemayim, of the heavens. It's not a Yira of Elokim. It says instead there are the pasuk in Yisro which says they had a fear of Elokim. Which is Midas Hadin, and doesn't say here Yudkei Vavkei, which is Midas of Rachamim, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an outgrowth of Yudkei Vavkei, which is love. After, when you love a person, you're afraid that love should be lost. Here it's a different type of Yira. Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. Aleph Dalid is the master. How does that fear differ than Elokim, Midas Hadin, and Midas Rachamim, and we can extract in Yiras Shamayim. I don't know exactly, but just the point to be made, it's a different type of Yira. Yiras Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Hi Chochma, that is the source of wisdom. V'sur Me'ra, and departing from evil, Bina, is what will grant a person understanding. Let's take a look at, and notice it does not say over here, Asei Tov, to do good. Many times the people complain, they especially complain, as I heard this complaint, parents come to school, to the teachers, and they complain that everything is you're not allowed to do. Why don't you teach the children, instead of focusing on the negative, focus on what you should do. Like I once heard a parent complain to the principal, the child has to come home and I have to sign off on him that he didn't watch television. He didn't go on the internet. He didn't play with his Game Boy more than 3 hours. And he didn't look at this, and he didn't look at that. I'm signing off every morning that my child didn't look at all the things that he's not allowed to look at. Is that the way the mechanech children would not? Why don't instead have me sign off that he looked in the Chumash, he looked at Gedolim pictures, something, he doesn't know what the solution is, but why is it always the negative? Why not focus on the positive? So the principal, I was shocked, the principal says, you know, you have a very good point, but you have to understand, I'm in the bechinuch business, and I can tell you that in chinuch, the negative is what is our, this is what he said. That's our approach. And the proof is, look at the Torah. There are more negative mitzvos than positive mitzvos. There are 365 lo sases, and there are 248 positive mitzvos. So you see, the fact that Torah gave us more negative than positive is an indication you have to focus on the negative more than you focus on the positive. Of course, you have to focus on the positive also, but I don't know, I'm not telling you that this teacher, I'm not in chinuch, I know from nothing about chinuch, but it's an interesting conversation, I want to relate to you, and it's interesting here in this pasuk when we're describing the Chacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting the rules. He's setting the rules for creation. Here is the Chochmah, and with this Chochmah we're going to create the world. And Hashem says you have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to remove yourself from Ra. Doesn't say here, Asei Tov. We have a general rule. Sur Meira Va Asei Tov. There is no mention here in Asei Tov. There's only a mention of Sur Meira. What that means, why, what happened to Asei Tov is mysterious.
Even from the Pasuk alone, you can see that the negative is more important than the positive.
The order. Va Asei Tov. I know, but yet, that's not the derech today. For example, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Poskim say Rosh Hashanah is begeder asei tov. Rosh Hashanah, you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you blow shofar, it's a Yom Tif. Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva where you have to cleanse yourself from your sins. So you see, even in the Seder of the Shana, it's asei tov. First do good, Rosh Hashanah, and then 10 days later you return to Sur Meira. But the Pasuk says, like you said, Sur Meira v'asei tov. So the answer is, there's, there has, there, there is, also what's ideal and what is practical. In a perfect world, it would be ideal first, Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov. But that doesn't work for most people. For most people, in order to bring them close, you have to tell them you're good, you're a tzaddik, you have to positive reinforcement. And then, after you have positive reinforcement, then we can begin to wean you off the negative influences. But there's a danger in, there's you know, that's, when that's taken to an extreme, obviously it's also dangerous. Okay, yeah?
I was thinking that in education, often if you raise somebody, you bring them up to a certain level. But if you want them to get to do better,
you have to criticize them. But you don't have to be. Don't criticize him right away. You first have to praise him, bring him up, and later you have to be. It's very dangerous. Everything depends on the timing.
There's a difference also in two words. Like if you say to somebody, you know, you're doing great, but you could do better. That's a negative. The other hand, if you say you're doing great and you could do better, one word, that's a positive reinforcement, but it's also education has a high level.
So I know very well when was checking out different schools for his child, and he went to one particular school. He sat in the class to see how the Rebbe teaches the boys, and the Rebbe asked the boy a question, and the boy said the wrong answer. He said an answer. So the Rebbe said to the boy, "That is an excellent answer for a different question." So this person thought he was very impressed. Positive reinforcement. You never say something bad to a child. Okay, let's go to the Mitzudah. So he sums up this part. This part. Pasuk Chaf Ches. Ve'emel Adam Ratzolay Mehoil V'chein Chochmas Adam Yaspik LaHasig. Being that the Chochmas Adam Yaspik LaHasig Oimek Mistoria Chochma, it will suffice to achieve the secrets of wisdom. The Chochmas. Now he's saying something here which I don't have full grasp. There's two types of Chochmah. There's Chochmas Ha'odam, and there's the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch. The Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch is infinite, but the Chochmah of man is limited. So the Pasuk here, Pasuk of Chassim, the Mitzvah seems to be saying is Vayomer Lo'odam. Chochmah is infinite. HaKadosh Baruch is going to give us a watered-down version of Chochmah. And through that watered-down version of Chochmah, we'll be able to get a Pesach, an opening into the infinite Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's similar to what the Mesudah seems to be saying here. Hoyel v'chein Chochmas Ha'odam, the wisdom of man, which is limited, Yaspik, although it's limited, it will be enough, it will suffice, lahasik, to use through it a means to achieve, omek, the depth, mistori ha-chochma, the secret hidden wisdom, seemingly, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, period, harehu ki'ilu omer Hashem el ha'adam, hinei, yiras Hashem, the fear of God, hu ha-movo, is the forward. Okay, that's the opening, that's the introduction, the entry, El HaChochma to Chochma. So man, what can man do in this world? Man cannot possibly understand the wisdom, the secret wisdom of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what man can do in this world is focus on Yiras Shamayim. Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Fear of God itself is Chochma. That is the Chochma that is within the reach of man. Within the reach of man, that form of Chochma, to fear Kadosh Baruch Hu. If a person will focus on that form of Chochma, he will indirectly find an opening to the divine, infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's seemingly what he's saying here in this pasuk. V'asoras min hara, hi ho'etza el habina, and a person removing himself from evil is an etza el habina, is good advice, is counsel, how a person can come to, it's a repetition, to come to understanding. What's the lemar? Al yidei yiras Hashem tasig davar nelamim, through fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is within the means, which is within the reach of man, a person can come to things which are beyond him. Asher ein lahasig al pi hateva, which you cannot achieve through teva. Ki oz yitin Hashem chokma belibo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will miraculously put in your heart chokma that you cannot have achieved. It's a gift. Okay, all the scientists that come up with incredible ideas, how in the world did they come to this an idea to create such a thing? You have to say it's a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a machshav in their mind to invent electricity, to invent a cure for a disease, to invent... What are the chances? Can you really reach through your intellect, reach a conclusion to produce such a... something many scientists say, I mean, people who have any sense of Yirat Shamayim will admit that it was a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow put this into their mind. Where does that gift come from? The gift comes when the starting point is Yirat Shamayim. V'chol zechoyzer al reishis amarav. Everything he says here is going back to the beginning of his words. Amarav sh'amar ki yesh lekesef motza. Silver has a physical source, and gold has, but chokhma is infinite. Lo'emar ha'loi ha'chokhma toivu mikol ha'chafatzim. Chokhma is greater than all of objects in this world. I think there's a mistake here. The ain a yachol. I don't know how you read the aleph of chaf there in your edition. The aleph chaf. That's what you have there. So I don't know how to raise it. I think here's the ain a yachol leknos and mebli yiras Hashem. You're not able to acquire without yiras Hashem. Or the two alephs.
Two alos.
He's going back and he's summarizing his theme. He's summarizing the entire purpose of his book. Even though there is no such thing as a tshachah pratis, everything is mazel. There's no difference between tzaddik and rasha. Everyone depends upon their fate. Sometimes tzaddikim suffer, sometimes rasham prosper, but sometimes rasham also suffer. Tzaddik l'rasha yesh lechos b'tzedek. But one thing he concludes: a person should choose a life of tzedek, the yiras Hashem, because that is guaranteed the only way a person can come to the infinite gift of Chokhma Hashem, lahasig mitzvonei hachokhma, the secrets of chokhma, hachashuva biyoseh, which is the most desirable thing that exists in this world and in the next. Okay, the summary we'll leave for next time because we're way over time.